a continuing issue right across Northern Ireland, and economic inactivity. And just to explain what that is, that's people who are neither unemployed nor employed. So it's not the live claimant count in the Republic, the claimant count here. So it's people who've moved out of the workforce for whatever reasons. They could have mental health issues, they could be carers, a whole range of issues. They could be retired, they could be students. The numbers here are quite high, and higher here than elsewhere in Northern Ireland, and much higher than they would be in Britain. So we're looking at interventions which can address the economic inactivity and try and bring people into the workforce, because we need these people in the future as economic growth takes off, both here and in the Republic. And we're one functional economic market here in the Northwest, as most people would imagine. Some of your companies in Donegal have quite large numbers of individuals travelling from Northern Ireland. And similarly, when we look at the CSO census data for 2016, quite large numbers travel from Donegal into Northern Ireland, particularly in Derry and Tyrone. To give you an idea of the scale of that, 61% of all of those who travel from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland travel into Derry and Tyrone. That's around 6,000 people per day for work. So as most people would be familiar who live in this border region, we're interconnected. So we're one labour market effectively. So we need to be looking at reaching out to these people and assisting them in the employment.
And in terms of the city deal, where do we stand on this now? How will this perhaps address that?
The city deal has a range of components within it. At its core, it's around improving the physical infrastructure here and communications of the city and the North West more generally. So we're looking at the road to Belfast, we're looking at the A2, so I suppose for people from Donegal, just to explain what the A2 is, it's the road from Bridge End right on here to Fort George, which most people will know is congested here for large parts of the day with traffic trying to access the city and other traffic trying to access Donegal. It's a national primary route, as we know, in the northwest. So that's a key priority for us. Plans are well advanced in that, but we need to secure the finance to make sure that is put in place. That'll improve journey times, it'll improve the competitiveness of businesses here, both here and Donegal, because we understand the businesses that are located, for example, in Bridge End, it's important that it's good road access routes through Northern Ireland. And obviously with Brexit on the horizon, we want to do as much as we can to improve the competitive position of the North West. Within the city deal work, so we're highlighting the infrastructure, the airport's part of that, improving the airport infrastructure, improving the roads, communications around broadband, and then the next phase of that is around working particularly with the university and Northwest Regional College, but also with LYIT, and look what the skills profile of its people and upskilling people who are in work, and improving the skills of those who are entering education, third level education in the next wide. So we have a workforce which is ready for the next big challenge, which some people would call Industrial 4, which is really about Industry 4, which is around this next leap into cognitive analytics, robotics, which is all knowledge based. So people, we need to be up in our game here if we're going to compete in the next wide.